Well, welcome to the first podcast of Reppin' the 403 Studios. My name is Marco. This will be the first episode of our podcast, Our 403 Life. Our 403 Life, normally hosted with my wife, Mary, who's at a meeting tonight. It's a Friday night. As they say, the loneliest night of the week. I'm sitting in my basement in the podcast studio, enjoying some of the Toronto Blue Jays baseball game. Hoping that they will pull things out and make things interesting this weekend for me. Although it's going to provide a different challenge for me this weekend, where I'm trying to manage home, children, sports, and then the art of trying to sneak a peek at the baseball game as I'm doing all the other things. It's a great day. I've for a long time wanted to get on the air, get our voice heard, talk about what it is that we're passionate about, and be able to hopefully provide something that is of interest to people of the 403 area code. Over time, we'd like to be able to invite others to join us. I have friends, we have neighbors, we have co-workers, we have business associates, we have my children. We have Mary's children. We have all sorts of people that we'd like to be able to bring in and add a flavor to what we're doing here. But ultimately, the voice is for you, the people, and we'd like to be able to hear your voice. All of our podcasts are dedicated to the 403 and are directed towards the content of the 403. And I'd like to make sure that that content is represented by your voice. And you can reach out to us at our website, www.reppinthe403.com. You can also email us through that site and let us know what you want to hear about. If you have a topic, we'd love to hear about it. If you have content that you'd love to be heard with, we'd love to get you involved in the podcast. We'd love to get you on the air. And we'd love to have a discussion about what you're passionate about and why you love this region. And it is a great region. It's a vibrant region of not just Canada, but the world. I love the people of the area. I love the I love the scenery of the area. I love the business drive that people in this area have and the success that people have within their business. And although we're going through one of the toughest economic times that this region has ever seen, it's still an opportunity for us to highlight and celebrate the successes of the people that are making a difference and doing it differently in this region. So where do we go from here? Normally I'd love to be able to have this conversation between myself and my wife and be able to give you some context to what is important to us in our lives. As I say, she's not here tonight, so you've got me. And it's an opportunity for you to get a chance to get inside my head. And I know that may or may not seem that interesting under the circumstances, but I'd like to be able to give you some perspective on what it is that makes us tick and what it is that makes us a family that you may want to follow in your journeys across the podcast landscape. We're a blended family. I have two boys, aged 19 and 16. Mary has two boys, aged 11 and 8, and you know, we have in the last year blended our families together, and that is an interesting challenge for a family to try and not only blend families together, blend relationships together. In our case, we've also moved into a new home, and we're going through the trials and tribulations of trying to learn what it's like to be in a home together. Some of us not here at the same time as others. Mary's children go back and forth between her ex-husband. My children live with me virtually full-time. It provides interesting landscape, to say the least. First of all, having four boys in the house is an interesting challenge in its own way. But having two boys that are substantially older than the other two boys provides a different challenge for us and makes for a different landscape every day. The older boys are what you'd expect from older boys. Somewhat selfish, think of themselves, certainly act as if the house is their roost. And that becomes an interesting challenge in trying to manage the younger boys and their understanding of how it's different for them than it is for the older boys. My two boys are recently, one is university, the other one is in high school. Both of them drive, both of them have girlfriends, both of them are active and out and about. And obviously Mary's boys are more captive when they're in the house and have less places they can get to or go to. So we spend a lot of our time trying to figure out the dynamic between the group and how do we manage it. And frankly, you know, from Mary's point of view, it's interesting trying to figure out how she is able to manage having what she calls five children in the house, including myself. And it makes for an interesting experience for her, and it makes for an interesting evening or daytime anytime we have that conglomerate of people in here. But it really is wonderful. And from my perspective, the dynamic of having the young boys around is great, because it's been a real eye-opening experience for me, and it's been a life-altering experience for me, in the sense that I've had a chance to go back and in some cases do things over again that I maybe didn't do right with my boys. In some cases, I'm probably making mistakes along that way because I'm somewhat not used to having boys of that age and of that impressionable nature. And so it's made it a little bit extra challenging for all of us to try and figure out how to adjust. And I know, you know, if Mary was here, she would say the same thing the opposite way, that she is finding that having the older boys is giving her a fantastic training ground for what will come down the road in the next few years for her. And she's learning, in some cases, the hard way, how it is that you have to operate with boys of that age and what they expect and what they say and how they act and all of the male ego and bravado that goes with all of that. So it is a wonderful, wonderful family, and I'm very blessed to be a part of it. And you know, as the male leader of the house, I take the responsibility very greatly to make sure that I'm active in what we're doing and engaged in trying to make sure that I'm making a difference, not only in the boys' lives, but in an attempt to try and make a difference in Mary's life. Mary works out of the house. She's actively engaged in several businesses of hers, as well as some businesses where she's involved providing service for them in and out of the house. It makes a very interesting day for her. She was accustomed to working downtown Calgary, wanted to make a change from that for several reasons, not the most of which was the idea of getting away from the grind of the oil and gas industry. And she does a wonderful job of trying to keep this house together every day so that we can function and do things and get to places with the kids and be there on time. And she does it, you know, out of the pure enjoyment of trying to make sure things are done right and so that the kids are looked after. And she doesn't get a lot of help doing it, because between myself and my life schedule and our boys who are in and out of this house constantly, she's a lone wolf in attacking this problem. I'm the part owner of a group of pharmacies called Sandstone Pharmacies. It is an all-consuming responsibility, and it's an all-consuming company. We have several locations all through the 403 area code, and I'm very passionate about not only what we do as a company, but passionate about what we provide our customers and what we provide in value to our staff. And I hold the responsibility very highly, probably to a fault some days, because I probably am not involved enough for Mary and not here often enough and not able to give her the support she needs, and in some cases not even able to give her the attention she deserves some days. And it makes for challenges at times, but it makes for also a rewarding opportunity to try every day to do something better than I did yesterday, not only at work, but obviously at home with Mary and the kids. So we have our days, we have our moments. that many kids, that much dynamic nature, the complete package of activity that we involve ourselves in every week, some by choice, some by force, makes for us having a very fulfilling day, I'll say the least. And we look forward to doing it all over again the next day. And in many cases, we look forward just to hitting the pillow at night because we've had enough today. We'd really like to be able to share with you some of the stories of what we do, who we are, where we've been, what we're passionate about, and where we would like to go in the future. And some of that, you know, comes with a lot of humor and a lot of enthusiasm to what goes on every day. It is a very challenging, very challenging day, and it's a very challenging opportunity for us to be able to try and take the next step forward and get to where we want to get to. We're going to love sharing it with you, and I think you're going to find that our sense of humor is very witty, and we have some very crazy ideas, but we're very passionate about what we do, and I think you'll see that will come through in what we do every day, and it'll come through within how we approach the podcast. So I hope that you'll join us. I hope that you'll enjoy what you hear, and I hope that you will be a part of what we are. Please, again, look us up at www.repinthe403.com. You can contact us through our website, and let us know what you want to hear, and please let us know how you want to get involved in what we're trying to do here today. Thanks very much, and enjoy yourselves a great Friday evening.